Good morning, my friends, and welcome back. I hope that these practices, these small 10-minute teachings and the time to practice them, have begun to offer you something deeper about understanding and living in mindful awareness, finding a sense and capacity to welcome new experience and be curious about it, developing the ability to see many possible answers to a simple question, and finding enough emptiness within your own mind's patterns of thinking that you are becoming more able to embrace new concepts, new ideas, and new ways of approaching old and familiar situations. There are 9 essential mindfulness principles, and today we're going to work with the principle of beginner's mind. Beginner's mind is a state of utterly open curiosity, and it leads us to greater creativity and peaceful internal stability. In fact, it can be one of the ways of opening to the 4 elements of love, as Thay has taught them to us over the past 4 meditations. It's interesting, when you look at the mind of a child and the way that they respond to questions, you can see right there in the present a wonderfully open beginner's mind. Recently, there was a study conducted by a group of psychologists intended to take a look at the changes in beginner's mind over time as we develop from childhood into adults. In psychological terms, it's called divergent thinking, but it is the ability to see many possible answers to a question. And they gave 1,500 participants questions like, how many uses are there for a shoe? And how many uses can you think of for a paperclip? Those with a strong beginner's mind could hold steady and come up with close to 200 answers for one of those questions. In one part of the study, 98% scored in that category. And the most interesting thing is that most of them were right around the age of 5. By the age of 15, only 10% reached that same level. And then approximately 200,000 adults took that same test. And overall, only 2% of that group scored in that level. We are trained to answer questions with the right answer. And over time, we develop what Thich Nhat Hanh calls a mental formation of assuming and knowing that forms a mental block in our ability to consider new ways of looking at things in that beginner's mind. So let us sit, my friends, if you're not already doing so. Make yourself comfortable in your chair for meditation, with your feet on the floor, your hands in your lap, your back and your body supported, and gently allowing your eyes to close as you notice the breathing in your lower belly. There's a Zen parable that speaks to this condition we develop about being too full to take in anything new. From a beginner's mind, through steady breathing, we come to a place where we do not believe that the past determines the future. We practice knowing our mind and emptying our mind of those assumptions and formations, because becoming empty is the only way to have the open curiosity of a 5-year-old accessible to you. Here's the parable. A student came to a famous Zen master and asked for instruction in the way of meditation and asks, "What is this emptiness that you all talk about?" The master began to discuss several topics related to emptiness and meditation, but the student interrupted him over and over, supposedly in an attempt to impress him, saying, "Oh, I already know that." Then the master invites the student to have some tea. And when it is ready, the master begins pouring tea into a teacup, up to the brim and overflowing down the sides and onto the table. The student exclaims, "Stop! You can't pour tea into a full cup." And the master gently replies, "Return to me when your cup is empty." If your mind is empty, it is always ready for anything. It is open to everything. In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's mind, there are very few. As Shunryu Suzuki taught his students. And so we begin to bring into your imagination times when you have found yourself almost compulsively saying, I know that. Let go of the I know syndrome that plagues us and robs us of that beginner's mind. If you didn't know, what would be the first question you might ask in that conversation where you were stuck saying, I know that? Bring to mind a recent conversation when you were thinking that or even saying it out loud. Remember that we are born, all of us, with a beginner's mind. And in mindfulness practice, we can begin to release those things that stand in the way of this natural state. Emptying our teacup, so to speak, so that a new perspective and ideas can emerge. We become able to sit with ambiguity and uncertainty and wonder and look and imagine, what is that thing called a paperclip? And how many uses could there be for it? So take this opportunity to focus on an object that is near you. Gaze at it with your eyes softened. And first, release the name, whatever you call that object. A flat, shiny, metal circle inside another circle with an open end. That would be a paperclip. Notice the form, shape, texture, color of the object upon which you are looking. If you do this for long enough, the object may actually start to become foreign to you. And then you will experience that ping of curiosity, followed by the thought, what is that? And this curiosity, my friends, is the trademark of beginner's mind. What is that upon which you are looking right now? Mindful observation, as we've been practicing all these weeks, is one way to develop the habit of beginner's mind. It is a new kind of software in our brain. Standing steady, willing, open, and curious. Just imagine this in your next conversation with someone who has said something that disturbed you. What is that? How is it that he feels that way right now? What is it in him or in her that is wrestling or fearful right now? Remind yourself as you go out today that whatever you currently see, whatever is known to you at this present moment, is only a perspective. And there may be many other equally valid perspectives too. And when you practice the return to the mindset of a beginner, you open up to new worlds of ideas and possibilities. You empty your cup. And in that you say, I am willing. I am open. I release my expectations. Let go of who you think you are, if only for a few precious moments. Let go of what you think you know and wonder, what is that that I'm looking at right now? It's a remarkable shift. So go out and see if you can practice this beginner's mind today for just a few moments or a few minutes even, since we're not good at it yet. But practice makes permanent. Beginner's mind. Open and willing and curious. Namaste. Amen.